The men and women of the United States Navy invite you to join them as they travel the world in song. This is Willis Conover, your host for a visit to Scandinavia. Most vivid memories of the Scandinavian countries is the midnight sun. For months at a time, it's never really dark. Night is like early twilight. You can read a newspaper outdoors at 11 p.m. There are many ways to overtake the midnight sun. From Bergen, Norway, for instance, sailors may take a steamer to Trondheim, or take a plane from Oslo for a 10-hour, all-night flight across the Arctic Circle into the fantastic daylight of the night. A midnight dinner high on a mountaintop where the view is best. Surely one of the most memorable trips any American sailor has made. We'll be right back. The Norwegians courteously recognize our 4th of July celebration, and sailors in Scandinavia over the holiday weekend make a point of getting to Sandefjord, a whaling center 2.5 hours drive from Oslo. And it's a whale of a celebration. Hot dogs and hamburgers, dances, banquets, and fireworks. Men in navy blue are honored guests. And what's a 4th of July celebration, even in Norway, without the Navy? Copenhagen is sparkling and smiling. Many a sailor takes advantage of Denmark's open-door policy to visit with a Danish family. The Danish affection for Americans is unmatched anywhere in the world. Thank you. Denmark's Tivoli Gardens, the Disneyland of Copenhagen, offers fun for an evening, an afternoon, or all day. Men in navy blue are serenaded by a symphony orchestra, by top jazz soloists, traditional Danish groups, and dinner music ensembles. There are amusement rides and some of the best restaurants in Copenhagen, which is saying something. At midnight, Tivoli Park sets off a display of fireworks that would do any exhibition proud. Next week, another country, another people, another musical experience, as the men and women of the United States Navy travel the world in song. This is Willis Conover.